For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is fifth year super senior Paige Beebe out of Ham Lake, Minnesota. And first of all, Paige, congratulations on a fantastic weekend, a fun trip to St. Louis and two road sweeps. How good was it to get rid of that losing streak?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was like a very good, fun weekend overall. And especially those two wins on top of it. And anytime you can have ice cream on the road is a lot of fun. So that definitely added to the excitement of the weekend. So it was a lot of fun.
You get to travel over the course of many more days than you're used to a different location, a non-conference team. What was your favorite moment of the weekend?
I would say just kind of taking it all in, realizing it was one of our last, as a senior core, our last big road trip weekend. And so I think all the little moments you kind of think and take that that's your last time going to do those big weekends. So definitely taking advantage of all those things, a lot of our extracurriculars, but it was just fun being with the girls and just the environment, being on the bus, lots of fun. And I think just overall, just taking advantage of those moments.
You scored two goals on the weekend, including a shorthanded goal. And I know you are probably one of my favorite players to watch on the penalty kill because you just have the greatest speed and somehow find a way to get the puck toward the net. I'm super surprised that you only have two shorthanded goals in your career. It seems like you should have more.
Thank you. Me and Grayson went out there, and I think sometimes we don't want to overthink it. So a lot of times we kind of just go out there, not wing it. We don't wing it, but like definitely go out there, do trust our gut, believe in what we think is best and want to do. But yeah, I was fortunate enough to get a shorthanded goal, and it was definitely cool to experience. But yeah.
Your team scored 8 goals this weekend. You haven't scored that many goals in a very long time. What was clicking for your offense?
I think just we've been talking about it definitely throughout the past couple of weeks, but we have to have like that want to put the puck in the net. That means like, I think a lot of times we get shots off, but then we don't always get the second and third chance opportunities like some of the other teams that we play do. And so some of those goals in those games were definitely being gritty, wanting puck. And I think it shows because if we weren't there for those second and third shots, they're not always going to go in. So I think, and definitely shooting right away. Sometimes I think we hold on to it a little bit too long. And I think just like having the tenacity to just like shoot right away. So definitely just having that drive to put the puck in the net.
You play on Olympic size ice this weekend at St. Cloud, back to WCHA play. It's a larger sheet of ice. How much do you think that'll help your team speed?
I do agree with you. I think our team has pretty decent speed. So I think that'll be in our advantage a little bit, given that's their home ice. So they know how to combat that a little bit. But yeah, we do have pretty fast forwards. So I think being able to spread it out a little bit more, you have a little bit more time and space. And so I think we could use that to our advantage.
What's it going to take to win on the road again?
Definitely playing like we have been playing, like having that desire to put the puck in the net, being smart in the offensive zone or like in the neutral zone when they're coming down on us, but definitely just focusing on us, what we need to do, and just like having the desire to like win.
Okay, you got to see an NHL game this last weekend. Two of the men's hockey players there at BSU, their younger brother was playing for the Columbus Blue Jackets. Have you had a chance to cross paths with either Sillinger and brother and kind of jab at them about their little brother playing pro?
I have not yet. I haven't seen them around yet, but that was definitely very cool. I didn't realize that the youngest Sillinger is only 18 years old. So like that was amazing. He's 5 years younger than me. Like that's amazing. And yeah, just that they're here and like we get all the Sillinger brothers are amazing at hockey. So it was definitely cool to watch him succeed out in a real NHL game. It was packed. It was a lot of fun.
Paige, always a pleasure visiting with you. Good luck this weekend. I'll see you in St. Cloud.
Thank you, Kelly.